Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 5. Ram remains firm. Scene 8. The sages affirm and confirm. Bharata suddenly stood up and exclaimed, "Seated upon blades of kusha grass spread on the ground, I shall remain here in front of Ram's door. Without taking food or water, I will not move until Ram agrees to accept the throne." Quickly grabbing a bunch of grass nearby Ram's hut, Bharata spread it out and sat down. Ram said in surprise, "Oh Bharata, why do you take such a vow? Your duty is to rule the kingdom, not sit upon the ground like a destitute Brahmin." Bharata turned toward the people and implored, "Why do you all not plead with my brother to return?" Just then, a leader of the Brahmana community stepped forward. "It is clear, Rama will not be swayed from his determination to follow his father's command. What can we do? Our hearts are breaking with the thought of Ram's separation." Ram glanced lovingly at the Brahmana and then spoke to Bharat. "Get up, O tiger among men. Return to Ayodhya. Become the king and rule with justice. In 14 years, you will see me return." Bharata stood up and replied to Ram, "If our father's order must be followed, then allow me to stay here in your place." Ram gently admonished Bharat, telling him that it was not possible for one's promise to be fulfilled by another. Ram had given his word, and it was he who had to keep that word. Ram promised that he would return to Ayodhya and would accept the throne after 14 years, but he would not, under any condition, return before those 14 years had expired. The many eminent sages who were present had been listening quite intently to the conversation between the two divine brothers, Bharat and Ram. They were thrilled and astonished, thinking of the deep import of their discussion. Hosts of heavenly rishis, along with the gods, stood invisibly in the sky. The divine beings then spoke, so that only Ram and his brothers could hear. "Hearing this wondrous dialogue between Ram and Bharat, we do long to hear it again and again. O Bharat, please allow Ram to fulfill his promise to his father. By virtue of Ram's vow, Dasharath has ascended to the highest heaven, freed of his debt to Kaikeyi." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.